我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
给我们有机会去敬拜你。
For giving us the opportunity to worship you.
特别你通过主耶稣去拯救我们，你知道我们可以认识你。
Especially when you saved us through Jesus, you know we can get to know you through him.
当我们今天去思想主耶稣钉十字架的过程的时候，让我们更去感谢你。
Today, when we meditate on the whole process that Jesus was crucified, come and fear you more.
也帮助我们会更了解主耶稣的心意。
So that we can understand more Jesus' will.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Please listen to our prayer. We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 中国近年呢就强力的打压这些教会。
So in China, the government has escalated the persecution of Christianity.
那么去年有一个在美国的牧师呢，他就回去中国，发现了荷兰的三支教会，在荷兰三支教会拍了上面的这个照片。
So last year there was a pastor who who was here in the U.S. and went back to China, and he took some pictures in Henan province in a government allowed church.
那你发觉在这个教堂里面呢，他挂了中国的国旗。
So you can see that in this church, there's the Chinese flag.
还有呢，在十字架的旁边呢，挂了毛泽东，还有就是习近平的照片。
And also on either side of the cross, you will see the portraits of Xi Jinping and Mao Zedong.
那么我看的时候呢，我第一个反应呢就是很生气。
So when I saw this, my first reaction was very angry.
因为呢，这个世界呢不容许我们敬拜独一的真神。
Because this world does not allow us to worship the only true God.
他希望我们敬拜神的时候，同时敬拜他们国家的领导人。
But then, but instead they want us to worship the leaders of the country when we worship Jesus.
但是我第二个反应呢，就是觉得是很可笑。
But then, my second reaction was this is very funny.
因为我觉得荷兰的基督徒呢，还是被共产党呢勾一手。
Because I think that the Christians in Henan are smarter than the Communist Party.
他们嘲笑毛泽东跟习近平呢，他们共产党都不知道。
They're laughing at Mao Zedong and Xi Jinping, but the Communist Party doesn't get it.
你知道为什么我这样说？
Do you know why I say so?
就是你刚刚读的这段圣经呢。
Because remember the scripture you just read?
人把耶稣钉在十字架上，又钉了两个囚犯，一个在左边，一个在右边。
They crucified him there along with the criminals on his right, the other on his left.
但是呢，我最后还有一个反应。
But then, finally, I have another reaction.
我就觉得很为难。
And which is very difficult.
因为圣经说，两个强盗里面有一个将来是会上去乐园的嘛。
Because the Bible says that one of the two criminals, one of them would go to paradise.
你要我从毛泽东跟习近平里面选一个，我觉得真是很困难。
So if I have to choose one from Mao Zedong and Xi Jinping, one of them to go to paradise, this is a very difficult choice.
我不知道呢，你在心底里面有没有觉得有一些人做了很大的坏事，他是罪无可恕的。
So do you ever think that for some people who have committed unpardonable sins,
他们是不配上天堂。
Those people don't deserve to go to heaven.
很多朋友呢曾经这样子问我。
So many people ask me,
如果是的啦，临死的时候信耶稣，他是不是就可以上天堂呢？
So the question was, if Hitler believed in Jesus before he died, could he go to heaven?
反而如果一个人一生人奉公守法，但是他没有信耶稣，是不是他就是下地狱呢？
And on the other hand, if a person who was law abide citizen and did all the good things but did not believe in Jesus, but did he had to go to hell?
有些朋友会告诉我，如果你的福音是人子教的时候，我就不要相信。
So these people said that if this is the gospel's teaching, then I don't want to believe in Jesus.
因为他们觉得呢，神太不公平。
Because they think that God is unfair.
只是这类的问题呢，对我们年轻的一代呢是很重要。
So these kind of questions are very important to the young generation.
因为呢，公平是他们最首要的一个普世的价值。
Because to them, fair is the most important world value.
所以我们现在要问一个问题，就是究竟这两个强盗他犯了什么罪呢？
So, first let's ask a question. What crime did these two criminals commit?
那圣经其实没有告诉很多有关这个两个强盗。
So the Bible did not tell us much about these two criminals.
但是呢，你可以从发生的事情猜到。有关他们的事情。
But you can make a guess from what had happened that day.
那当天的时候呢，罗马兵呢早就预备了三个十字架。
So on that the day of execution, the Roman soldiers had prepared three crosses.
但是呢，因为呢，这些知识长啊，清早的时候去找比拉多呢，临时呢就其中一个。十字架就给了耶稣了。
But because of the chief priest went to talk to Pilate in the morning, so one of the crosses was given to Jesus.
所以呢，你可以猜想得到呢，只是这三个十字架呢，应该是给巴拉巴跟他两个同党。
So you could guess that this cross was supposed to be given to Barabbas and his two partners.
还有呢，这三个人犯的罪一定是一样的，也知道他们所受的惩罚是一样。
And also the three people probably committed the same crime so that they would be executed at the same time.
所以马可福音讲到呢，这个巴拉巴呢和作乱的人一同捆绑，他们作乱的时候曾杀过人。
So in the book of Mark, it says a man called Barabbas was in prison with the insurrectionist who had committed murder in the uprising.
很有可能这里所讲的作乱的人呢，就是后来钉在耶稣旁边的这两个。
So it's very likely that the insurrectionists talked about here are the two criminals.
所以是不是如果一个人呢杀了人或者做了一些事情是应该是判死刑的，啊，莫就是罪无可恕呢？
So is it so that the murderers and the people who committed a similar crime that's worth death penalty, they have committed unpardonable sins?
这些人应该是下地狱。
And those people should go to hell?
你也可以把这条问题反过来问。
And you can ask the question the other way.
那如果一生人没有犯过好像杀人或者这些值得判死刑的，那么我是不是配去乐园呢？
So if I have not committed any sins that's worth death penalty, isn't that I should go to paradise?
那么我们呢都可以从今天的故事里面找到答案。
So for these questions, we can find answers from today's story.
如果杀人是应该一定是下地狱的。
If murder is if a murder is for sure should go to hell，
那么这两个强盗也应该下地狱。
Then these two criminals should go to hell。
但是耶稣却跟其中的一个人说：“今天我要同你到乐园去。”
But here Jesus said to one of the criminals that today you will be with me in paradise。
所以证明呢，杀人或者这些判死刑的罪行呢，不是这些不能饶恕的罪。
So this shows that murder or similar crime, that these are not unpardonable sins.
虽然在我们心目中呢，这个是一个很大的罪。
So even though in our own minds that these are huge sins,
但是呢，我们也应该有兴趣去找出为什么这其中一个强盗可以将来去乐园呢？
But we should find out that why one of the criminals can go to paradise.
那么我们现在就来再想一想耶稣钉十字架的经过。
So now let's look at the whole process of Jesus' crucifixion.
那当耶稣跟这个两个强盗一直被钉的时候呢，马太福音讲到呢，那么这些知识长就嘲笑耶稣。
So in the book of Matthew, it talks about when Jesus was nailed on the cross with the two criminals, that in the same way the rebels who were crucified with him, the book of Matthew talks about the chief priests, they're mocking Jesus.
那么不单只是长老他们嘲笑耶稣，上面特别讲到这两个强盗，他们也嘲笑耶稣。
So not only the chief priests mocked Jesus, in the same way the rebels who were crucified with him also heaped insults on him.
后来他们三个都被钉的时候呢，其中有一个强盗呢，他仍然嘲笑耶稣，他就说：“你不是基督吗？可以救我们，救自己和我们吧。”
So when the three of them were nailed on the cross, even one of the criminals said, one of the criminals who hung there hurled insults at him, "Aren't you the Messiah? Save yourself and us."
但是我们发觉了另外一个强盗呢，他就有一个改变。But
here we see the other criminal had changed.
他没有再自嘲耶稣，反而呢，反驳他们的同党。He
did not mock Jesus, but instead he rebuked his partner in crime.
所以呢，你可以见到呢，这个蒙恩的一个强盗，他为什么得救的原因就是他改变。So
here you can see why this other criminal was saved. That's because he changed.
用一个圣经常用的一个字眼呢，就是他悔改。So
in a word frequently used in the Bible, that is, he repented.
很多人呢，当我们想到悔改的时候呢，就想到，后悔或者悔恨。So
many of us, when we think about repent, we often associate that with remorse or just regret.
其实呢，圣经讲到悔改的时候，它的重点不是在我们的感情上面的一个懊悔。
So, in fact, in the Bible, repent doesn't mean our emotional regret.
那如果懊悔就是悔改的时候，那么犹大他也有悔改。If
regret means, if regret is equal to repent, then Judas regretted, then he should have been saved.
但是我们知道了，犹大没有得救。
But we know that Judas was not saved.
其实悔改它本来最基本的意思就是转过头来。So
the word repent, it really means that to turn around.
就比方你本来的面是向东的，你的背是向西边的。So
for example, it's like when, like right now you're facing east and your back is towards the west.
那么当你悔改的时候呢，你就转过头来，你的念就向西，然后你的背就向东。So
when you repent, you turn around, then now you're facing west, and your back is towards the east.
所以呢，我们要找出这个强盗他从什么东西转到什么东西。So
here, let's find out. What this criminal turned from, and to what?
所以呢，这个强盗他的改变呢有两方面。So
there are two aspects of this criminal's change.
他第一个改变呢，就是他对罪的看法。First
of all, that is his how he viewed how he viewed the sins.
那你可以猜到他本来一定是一个无法无天的人。
So you can guess, probably he was someone who feared nothing.
要不然他不会去杀人呢。
Otherwise, he would not have committed murder.
所以呢，你可以说他本来就是面向罪恶。
So you could say that originally he was facing sins.
圣经形容啊，人是喜欢犯罪的。
So the Bible describes man as has the tendency to commit sins.
圣经形容我们都是一个不情不义的人。
So the Bible says all the goodness and wickedness of people.
不敬虔的意思就是你心中没有神。
All the godlessness and wickedness of people. The godlessness means people who do not fear God.
不义就是你不怕人。
Wickedness means who are not afraid of people.
所以其实就是我们中国人所讲的无法无天。
So this is what the Chinese saying of just fears nothing.
圣经说，如果你是一个无法无天的人呢，你也是你会变成一个不感恩的一个人。
So the Bible says that if you fear nothing, then you don't know how to be thankful.
因为呢你是自我中心，所以呢你就你不会感谢任何人。
Because this kind of people are self-centered, and then they won't thank anyone.
最近呢看了一段新闻呢，是在印度的。
So recently there was a news about this person in India.
有一个29岁的男人呢，他要告他的爸爸妈妈。
So there's this 29-year-old man who sued his parents.
就是说，你为什么生我下来，要我一生受？
So on the ground of why the parents gave birth to him and so that he suffered in this world.
你也知道啊，这个不是 fake news， 这个是 BBC News 里面所讲出来。
So you know that this is not fake news. This is the BBC News.
儿女没有感谢父母养育之恩，反而呢，他要告自己的父母。
So here, children are not thankful to their parents for raising them, but on the contrary, they sued their parents in court.
你觉得是不是很离谱啊？
So do you think this is just unthinkable?
Yeah. 我不知道今年呢，母亲节的时候，你们父母会受到什么。
So I don't know, like this year on Mother's Day, what your mother will receive from you.
其实呢，我发觉这个不是很离谱。
So, you know, really, I don't think this is something unthinkable.
我想这个是常态。
And I think this is probably something very common.
你今天晚上回家，告诉你的儿女，有这段新闻，你看看他们的反应是怎么样。
So if you go home today and tell your children this story and see how they react.
我相信有不少的年轻人呢，会同意或者同情这个人。
And I believe that there will be some youth who either agree or have sympathy for this person.
因为这个社会教我们越来越自我中心。
Because today's society teaches us to be self-centered.
那么一个自我中心的人，他最后会变成一个无法无天、不会感谢的一个人。
And for someone who is self-centered, and in the end, this person will become fear of nothing and doesn't know how to be thankful.
但是呢，这个强盗当他被钉在十字架后呢，他就知道自己快要死。
But here, this criminal, after he was nailed on the cross, he knew that he was about to die.
他就开始改变他对罪的看法。
And he changed how he sees sins.
有的时候神用痛苦去好像去改变我们。
So sometimes God uses suffering to change people.
所以当同党自嘲耶稣的时候呢，他就应应责被他的同党说：“你自一样受刑，还不怕上帝吗？我们是应该的，因为我们所受的与我们所做的相称。”
So when his partner mocked Jesus, he rebuked him and said, "Don't you fear God?" He said, "Since you're under the same sentence, we're punished justly, for we're getting what our deeds deserve."
这个强盗呢，改变了他对罪的看法。So
here the criminal changed his view on sins.
他知道今天他有这样子的收场，是因为他过去所做的事情。
Because he knew, because of his past behavior, his past deeds, and that's what he deserved today.
那他不单只知道呢，他是罪有应得的。
So not only he knew that he deserved it.
他还知道呢，他死后呢，神会审判他。
He also knew that after his death, that he had to face God's judgment.
要不然他不会说，你自是一样受刑，还不怕神吗？
Otherwise, he would not have said, "Don't you fear God, since you are under the same sentence?"
你看呢，这个强盗他知道自己的罪。
So here you know the sin. This criminal knew of his own sins.
他也觉得自己是该死的。
And he agreed that he deserved death.
也就是证明呢，他同意神的审判。And
this showed that he agreed with God's judgment.
你知道呢，认罪不是人的本性。You
know that to acknowledge your own sin is not it doesn't come with human nature.
人犯第一个罪以后，他第一个反应就是把这个责任推到别人身上。
Because for men, after they commit a sin, the first reaction was to find someone else to blame.
亚当把这个责任推到夏娃身上。So
Adam blamed Eva.
夏娃就把这个责任推到蛇的身上。Eva
blamed the serpent.
所以呢，人能够认罪，其实是圣灵在我们身上的工作。
So for people to acknowledge their own sins, this is the Holy Spirit at work.
向神认罪其实是每一个基督徒必经之路。So
to acknowledge our own sins in front of God, this is the path that every Christian must pass.
因为只有自罪的人，他 才会明白自己是该死的。So
because it's only for people only when people who acknowledge their own sins, then they know they deserve death.
那么只有知道自己该死的人，才会寻找神的拯救。So
for people only when they know they deserve death, then that's when they can turn to God and seek salvation.
所以呢，这个强盗他的悔改，第一个改变呢，就是他对罪的看法的改变。So
here, for the criminal repented, and the first thing he did was he changed his view of sins.
他另外一个改变呢，就是对耶稣的看法。The
other change was how he saw Jesus.
其实呢，圣经讲到 悔改的时候，永远是在这两方面。So
in the Bible, the repent is always about these two things.
就是你转离罪，转向耶稣。That
is, you turn away from sins and you turn to Jesus.
那这个强盗本来他以为耶稣是一个骗子。So
here, the criminal originally thought that Jesus was just a deceiver.
但是呢，后来他却为耶稣辩护说：“但这个人没有做过一件不好的事。”But
later he said that Jesus has done nothing wrong.
他怎么知道耶稣是无辜呢
How did he know that Jesus was innocent?
那我想呢，因为他们三个人同时被钉十字架。
So here I think that because the three of them were nailed on the cross at the same time.
这两个强盗很可能也听到比拉多三次的宣告，找不到耶稣有任何的罪。
They must have heard that Pilate announced three times that Jesus was innocent.
还有呢，就是罗马人呢，他有一个习惯。
Another thing is, according to Roman tradition,
他会先把这个人鞭打了，才把这个人钉十字架。
That during the execution, they would beat the criminals first and then nail them on the cross.
那一般人呢，受折磨的时候呢，我们都是破口大骂。
So for the ordinary people, when they are under torture, usually they would curse.
但是呢，这个强盗可能留意到耶稣，他的反应却不一样。
But maybe this criminal noticed that Jesus had a different reaction.
耶稣是非常安静。
So Jesus was very calm.
不单止他是很安静。
And not only he was very calm.
耶稣被钉十字架的时候，他第一句话就是，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
But when Jesus was nailed on the cross, his first word was, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing.
如果耶稣是一个无法无天的人，好像他们一样，怎么可能有这样子的反应呢？
So if Jesus were lawless person just like them, how could he have this kind of reaction?
其实不单只就是一个一般人没有不可能有这样子的反应，耶稣一定是有神的能力在他里面才能够做。
So we know that so for ordinary people this is just not possible, so there must be there's this GodNature in Jesus.
所以呢，这个强盗就向耶稣说。
So here, this criminal said to Jesus.
耶稣啊，你德国降临的时候，求你纪念。
Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom.
那这句话反映呢，他对耶稣的信心。
So this sentence reflected his faith in Jesus.
他真的相信了耶稣是天国的王。
Because he truly believed that Jesus was the king of the kingdom.
他也相信耶稣就是圣经所预言的弥赛亚。
And he believed that Jesus was the Messiah prophesied in the Bible.
他才会求耶稣你得国的时候呢纪念我。
And that's why he asked Jesus that remember him when he comes into his kingdom.
还有你要想到，其实我们不会求一个快要死的人呢去纪念他。
So another thing is you know that we normally would not ask someone who is about to die to remember us.
比方我跟王现在坐在电影里面等死。
So, for example, if the two of us are sitting in an electric chair and waiting to be executed,
我不会求他，你将来发达的时候要记得小弟哦。
So I would not ask her to say, you know, when you make a fortune in the future and don't forget me.
唯有你相信这个人呢，死后他还会复活的时候，你会这样子求他。
So you only ask someone because you believe that that person will become alive again.
所以从这句话里面，我们可以看出来，这个强盗是相信耶稣是神的儿子。
So here from what the criminal said that you can tell that he believed that Jesus was the Son of God.
因为只有神的儿子才可以从死里面复活。
Because only the Son of God can resurrect.
也他相信呢，耶稣就是救主弥赛亚。
And he also believed that Jesus is the Messiah.
那么耶稣立刻回答说，我实在告诉你，今日我要同你在乐园。
So Jesus responded right away, and he said, Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise.
那耶稣说明了人得救的唯一的条件。
So here Jesus explained the only condition for someone to be saved.
就是当你承认自己的罪，相信耶稣是神的儿子，是基督的时候，你就可以得救。
And this condition is that when you acknowledge your sins and believe that Jesus is the Son of God and the Messiah, then you are saved. You will be saved.
这个就是圣经所讲的悔改。
And this is what the repent that the Bible talks about.
你转离罪，转向耶稣。
You turn away from sins and then you turn toward Jesus.
人得救呢，不在乎你能够做什么事情。
So for men to be saved, it doesn't depend on what you can do.
你看这个强盗，他没有机会去教会。
So take a look at this criminal. He did not have opportunity to go to church.
没有可能接受洗礼。
He did not have the possibility or the opportunity to be baptized.
没有可能做任何的好事。
It's not possible for him to have done any good deeds.
没有机会侍奉，没有机会奉献，什么都不能做。
Had no opportunity to serve, to tithe, and just like did nothing good.
但是耶稣说，今日你要同我在乐园里去。
But however, Jesus said that today you will be with me in paradise.
耶稣这个回答也告诉我们是没有炼狱的这个事情。
Jesus' answer also tells us that there's no purgatory.
因为这个强盗马上就到乐园里。
Because this criminal will go to paradise right away.
这个就是耶稣基督的福音。
And this is the Christ Jesus gospel.
圣经说你们得救是本福恩。也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是上帝所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
So the Bible says that for it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves; it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast.
很多人批评福音不公平。
So many people criticize that.The gospel is unfair.
但是我却不同意。
But I disagree.
首先呢，我们常常觉得呢，这些杀人犯呢就应该下地狱，但是这些奉公守法的人呢就应该上天。
So, first, we often think that for the murderers they should go to hell, but for the law-abiding citizens and these people should go to heaven.
但是他忘了一个问题。就是在世上没有一个人是奉公守。
But these people forget one thing, because in this world there isn't a single person who is really law-abiding.
我们常常听到呢，一些新闻讲到呢，这些警察打死这些黑人。
So we often hear in the news that policemen killed black people.
那么呢，这警察呢，常常都会说呢，是对方先出手打他们的。
And the police often defend themselves, saying that well, because they attacked us first.
那么法庭呢，就会拿他身上的这个我们叫这些 body camera， 这些身上的摄录机呢，把这个片段放出来。
So then in the court, then they will display the video from the body camera.
那么这个真相就出现。
And then you will see the truth.
你知道呀，当神做每一个人的时候，他也放了一个 body camera 在我们身上。
Do you know that when God made man, he also put a body camera in every one of us?
你知道这个是什么？
Do you know what this is?
这是我们的良心。
This is our conscience.
神说将来他审判我们的时候，他会拿我们的良心来做一个证据。
So, because God said when in the future, in the judgment day, He will use our conscience to show, and then to show if we have sinned or not.
神已经知道, 人的良心会证明我们每一个人是一个罪人。
Because God already knew that our conscience will show that every one of us is a sinner.
还有呢，我觉得福音不是不公平。
And also that I don't believe that gospels are unfair.
因为父神没有随便的, 去赦免一个人的罪。
Because God did not just haphazardly forgive people's sin.
他是用他的这个没有犯过罪的儿子耶稣来代替人死。
He used his innocent son Jesus to die for us.
神才有这个自由去释放这些本来应该去地狱的人。
So that he has the freedom to save all of us who believe in Jesus from hell.
最后呢, 你发觉哦, 只是虽然这个强盗相信耶稣,
So, and lastly, you see that even though this criminal believed in Jesus,
耶稣救他还是没有违反这个我们说法律上面的公义。
And Jesus' saving of him did not violate the justice of the law.
那我们都相信呢，如果你杀人呢，就填命了。So
you know, we believe that if you committed a murder, then you should die.
这个强盗虽然信了耶稣，但是他还是死在十字架上。
So here, this criminal, even he believed in Jesus, he still died on the cross.
所以神没有因为啊，你现在信了耶稣，你不用接受这个地上的法律的惩罚了。他没有这样子做。So
here, you know, God did not just forgive him on the earth, so that he did not have to die.
所以呢，你看见其实这个福音是很公平。So
here you can see that gospels are very fair.
我们看见耶稣基督的福音是不是靠人的行为。So
here we can see that the gospel is not depending on people's good behavior.
无论我们人有多坏，做了多少的坏事，耶稣基督有足够的恩典去赦免我们的罪。
So no matter how corrupted we are or how many sins we have committed, Jesus has enough, sufficient grace to save us.
那既然是这样子，那么究竟有没有罪无可恕的罪呢？
So since it's like this, now is there any sin that's unpardonable?
我的答案是有的。
And my answer is yes, there is.
因为耶稣说，你们要进窄门，因为引到灭亡的那门是宽的，路是大的，进去的人也多；引到永生的这门是窄的，路是小的，找着的人也小。Jesus
says, "Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it." But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it.
那这句话指出，将来在地狱的人呢，远比在天堂的人多。
So this verse shows that there will be more people in hell than in heaven.
那么这些人犯了什么罪无可恕的罪呢？
So what kind of unpardonable sins have these people committed?
他们就是没有悔改,
and that is, they did not repent.
他没有改变他对罪的看法,
they did not change how they see sins.
他看不见自己有罪,
they did not see themselves that as sinners.
他们也不承认自己的罪,
and they don't acknowledge their sins.
把这个责任推到别人的身上,
and they blame others.
或者他觉得我犯罪又怎么样？
Or they would say that, yes, I committed sins, so what?
更重要的就是这些人没有接受耶稣基督的sin。
The most important thing is, they did not accept the forgiveness from Jesus.
一个不自罪的人呢, 他是不会寻找耶稣的赦免。
So for a person who doesn't acknowledge his sin, and he will not seek forgiveness from Jesus.
那么剪指的人只有的后果就是承受自己的结果。
So these kind of people will have to bear their, the consequences of their own sins.
你知道呢,神是尊重我们每一个人的自由。
So you know that God respects our freedom.
神不会勉强我们信耶稣。
And they will not force us to believe in Jesus.
但是他会因为爱你的时候给我们信耶稣的机会。
But because he loves us, he gives us the opportunity to believe in Jesus.
但是这个决定最后还是在人的手上。
But however, the decision is for us to make.
当耶稣被他的敌人钉在十字架的时候，他还是求父神赦免他们。
So when Jesus was nailed on the cross by his enemies, he still pleaded to God to forgive them.
所以这证明呢，耶稣不希望人走上这个不悔改的这条路上。
So this shows that Jesus does not wish people to continue on this road of unpardonable sins.
那么唯一的能够叫人悔改的方法，就是这些人能够听到耶稣基督的福音。So
the only way for these people to repent is to give them the opportunity to hear the gospel.
因为圣经说，信道是从听道而来的。
Because the Bible says that faith comes from hearing the message.
所以你愿意去完成耶稣的心愿吗？
So are you willing to fulfill God's desire?
那我们今年的5月18号呢，是我们教会的布道会。
So May 18th is our church's evangelical conference.
那么我们很高兴呢，就是请到了 Milwaukee 黄教会的黄长老来到我们中间。
So we're very fortunate to have the opportunity to have Elder John Wang of Chinese Christian Church of Milwaukee to come.
这个是一个很好的机会，你可以带你的朋友、你的家人来听福音。
This is an excellent opportunity that you can invite your family and friends to come.
但是你要知道，如果你要他来的时候呢，你现在就要准备。
But you know that if you would like them to come, you need to start preparing now.
所以呢，我们教会呢，从这个礼拜开始呢，就会提醒我们大家是怎么去预备。So
starting from today, our church will remind people how to prepare for this.
比方说，从今天起呢，你应该去想一想，五个朋友或者你的亲人，去邀请他们。So
starting from today. You can think about 5 people you can invite.
你要为他祷告。
And you should start praying for them.
不单只你自己祷告，你在小组里面也一直为这些人祷告。
Not only you pray for them yourselves, you should also pray for them in your small group together.
求神呢，让这个朋友或者你的亲人呢，有空会来。
So you ask God to set time aside for your friend or your family so that they can come.
也求神呢，给他们一个悔改的心。
And also ask God to give them a repentant heart.
因为只有我们基督徒啊，才可以完成耶稣的心愿。
Because only us Christians, we can fulfill God's desire.
我们最后一同。
So finally, let us pray together.
亲爱的主，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
特别让主耶稣钉在十字架的时候，还是为到人去祷告。我们感谢。When
Jesus was nailed on the cross, he still continued prayed for us.
让我们明白这个福音，只是不在乎人的做了什么事情。So
that we can understand that the gospel is not because what we have done.
我们必须要去悔改，接受耶稣基督的拯救。
We must repent in order to accept Jesus' salvation.
求主把这个负担放在我们的心里。
May God put this burden in our hearts.
你知道我们每一天会为主你去传福音。
So that we will preach gospel every day.
你知道我们的朋友，我们的邻居，将来有一天都可以进这个天堂。
So that every one of our friends and every one of our neighbors will have the opportunity to go to heaven in the future.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名。
Please listen to our prayer. We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.